Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Trouble not your heart, my love. Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean, man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
Yes, they indeed are. Good morning to Romano Blenwin. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. I am great. Good morning, Barbados. Let me ask a quick question. When last have you checked your septic system?
Oh boy, that's a big question, man. I wouldn't say that's a loaded question, but it's a big one. Sometimes you get so caught up in life, and I was really promising to give you a shout early in the year. But now that you've got me trapped in these four walls, I will definitely say next week, Romano. I'll give you a buzz next week. How's the company?
No problem. We'll look up for that call. You should have receive the call if you're in our system, and then you know that we do our routine calls to our clients, so you don't have to worry about that. Life is busy enough, but we're just here to save you money. It depends where you want to spend it. You know, if you don't eat healthy, we'll spend it at the doctor. If you don't check our septic system, you have to dig a new well or replace some pipes or something. So we're simply here to save you money today.
That's right. And sometimes you are here to help us save ourselves from digging that hole for ourselves. In your pocket.
For ourselves. Someone said to me years ago, the best way to get out of a hole is just stop digging.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if it's a deep hole, I don't know, you probably may need some assistance, and that's where you come in as a company.
Definitely. We're here to help.
Now, Romano, how can septic problems affect staff health and the productivity without the business owner realizing it?
This is big, you know. We deal with this many days until we get to you, and then our clients don't have that. Once you stick to your maintenance, you wouldn't have the problem. So we're talking about restaurants, hotels that have, you know, big kitchens, big operations. And we go in and the staff are in boots, you know. There's water all around. You bring out those little small Jack Russells, the little roaches that come out of the drains and stuff like that. So you're creating more issues. You know, we have staff getting ill. You know, this is a real thing. Septic odor. So you don't know. So you're losing productivity. You're losing business. You have customers, you know, coming around. You drive past a place and that's my work. But generally, I think the public knows when they're passing it, like, that smell, like, you know, not the memories that we have in the South Coast, but the reality is that we can smell it. You can tell. And it gets me really upset if I go to a restaurant, because we try to attend quite a bit, you know, and I'm smelling that. I'm like, well, at least if you've cleaned it, get something else done, seal it, find something to sanitize it, something like that. So when we're talking about productivity and staff health, septic is pretty much at the top of the list. What about the reviews? You know, in the hotel industry, we all know now with social media, the fastest thing people do is go and give a review. You don't want that review on there. I've seen a few, and I wouldn't go to a place that have a septic issue. I'm on vacation. I just don't need that in my life right now, you know. So this is the things we talk about when we're speaking about affecting you know, your business as a business and as a homeowner as well.
It's serious, because I would just shudder to think that I am on Instagram and I see barking chihuahuas or Jack Russells being cockroaches. You know, I wouldn't want to see a Jack Russell sized cockroach at all barking at me.
Let me tell you, I've seen some pretty big ones, though. You don't see them as much, but in our industry, I think you still find them. Those massive, I don't even know what you call them. They're all kind of names, German roaches, this kind of roach. You know what I mean? We just don't, Bajans don't like cockroaches. I'm just going to say this publicly. Not even the grease trap man like a flying cockroach. Nobody likes it.
and they right? have this ability to aim at you, even though you're fanning and you're screaming.
No, listen.
Oh, man.
I think that they definitely want to do something to you. And don't ever crush one of your skin. This is the things that we face as workmen out there. When we come to a property and a roach crawl up your pants. Guys, I shared a bit about us and our lives as a team. Just a shout out to the guys on the road that's listening. Yeah, it's real.
That is disgusting.
That's our job.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
That's our job.
Kudos to you guys, man. Kudos to you.
Not your average job, yes. But we are the solution.
That's right. How about, how do poor flushing habits, we'll talk about this now, and lack of regular septic inspections in commercial buildings, how do they lead to a system overload or even a business to shut down?
Yeah, well, just this week, we had calls in the middle of whole town, you know, and they're like real life scenarios because we're dealing with this daily. This is not something that we read on Instagram. You know, we create those posts and people might copy it. But basically, we had a call from a establishment there because of system overload, right? And these are things that we look at when we're planning for our clients and giving them advice. To property managers, to owners, sometimes the information may not even get to the right people. And that's why we're here today, to make sure that the right people are getting the message. And if we couldn't get the job done, there was going to be an overflow by different areas down there. And we were able to do it 4 o'clock in the morning to keep the festival going. These are things that we have to do. But high traffic, you know, to commercial buildings causes these issues. And one of the things that causes, as I said, the habits and the issues is sanitary napkins. You know, we're in a time where sometimes you'll see the boxes in bathrooms and stuff like that. Not every establishment have them. And there are modern wipes that women use, you know, the scented wipes. They all say disposable, but truthfully, if you could avoid it, I would, because they're not, but who's in the bathroom with you to see when you flush it down the drain, you know? But they're the disposable wipe, they're the sanitary napkins. We don't have diapers anymore, but those are things that we've seen. We've seen towels in drains. That's another story for itself. So this excessive use, another thing that happens, especially with women, I figure men do it a little different, I don't know, but they put a lot of paper on top of the toilet to sit. You know, when you travel the world, you see all these new ways of science, you know, plastic on top and stuff. In Barbados, we don't have much of that. So people use a lot of paper, and that extra paper is pretty much what caused the overusage of the system. So that's why maintenance and inspection is so important, because that paper then, as it flows through the line, two things happen. One, if it's a lot of paper, the water, the toilets are actually saving a lot of water. So you have a certain amount of water moving the paper. So what happens is that the paper remains and the water is gone. So it has to wait until the next flush. Hopefully the next person that comes is not a lot of paper again. You get what I'm saying? So if a man goes and just uses water and he flushes it, then that will help. So you have this, the whole science happening when everybody's just going on and you don't know how close you are to disaster. Many times if we get to properties for inspections, they're right on the brink of scrambling. That's what we try to prevent our client from. In Barbados, nobody is going anywhere fast. You know what I mean? We tried our best to do all kind of networking with our vehicles, park here, do this, do that. Traffic is traffic. We have areas that we have to go to dump correctly. No, we don't pull up to Canfield. I'm going to say that to Barbados. We're not going to dispose incorrectly. And it takes time to get into Tongue, to go to sewage plant, and to get out of Tongue. We have nowhere else to go. You know what I mean? We are allowed to take certain things to the landfill, and we have to take our grease down to St. Peter. The roads are, you know, a little rough down there in the ground site, and then we have to come all the way back up. That is time. So that's why plan is important for us with our clients. And also just want to say this here too as well, Archulas, is the pest operators, when they're coming to spray, one of the things that happen is that the opening of covers are good. Now, sometimes they struggle, so we have good relationship with pest people, because you have systems that are never open and they can't get it done. We'll come in and get the cover open. But that's where a lot of the roaches are. And if you're spraying and you're seeing roaches, if you have not opened the well, the septic tank, and the grease trap, you're kind of wasting your money. right? If the pest company is not going to do it, you need to reach out to us to get it done. If you have your pest service,
I see.
Let us come in first, either get it open, or if we can do a schedule. Well, we've tried this before. It doesn't always work because, you know, unfortunately, pest guys are always, you know, not always, in most situations, they are behind because we try to work a very tight schedule. And that coordination doesn't always work. But, you know, give us a call if you see how we can get it work so you can hit those areas. So you can be at peace in your family. Nobody wants to be sleeping in a cockroach running over their face. I don't
like that. Is, I think, no matter how brave most people are, you ever watched Fear Factor?
Yeah.
Years ago.
You used to watch it quite a bit. Great
that,
show.
That was a great show, man. But you mentioned it before, Romano, but I want to hone in on this. The early warning signs that businesses or even homeowners would ignore before that septic failure, and then you get the smells, you know, the slow drains or the unusual green areas.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you have the odors around. We mentioned that. And, you know, those slow drains, gargling drains. Gargling drains is probably one of the easiest signs that you know something is wrong. If it wasn't gargling from the beginning, you moved into your house years ago, and it wasn't gargling from the start, then there's a restriction building, right? It's only how slow it starts to drain. Sometimes that gargling can come from obviously vent pipes, you know, the design of the plumbing. So that's why I say if it's not from the beginning, then that's a sign. Green patches around the yard, it's not that you're doing, you know, I'm going to say the grass man, but your landscaper is doing an excellent job in regards to making the garden look green. He's just cutting the grass. It's the weather. So if we're in dry season, you know what I mean? You can't have green grass and you don't have an irrigation system. It's definitely your septic system making that grass green. And just those smells, those strange smells when you're in the kitchen and you're getting that whiff coming through the window, it's your grease trap. You don't need, it's not going to be rocket science. It just needs to be checked before it becomes a bigger problem. Not cleaning your grease trap will lead to replacing your well in the future, which is a much bigger problem for just pennies per month to clean your grease trap once a year or every 6 months, depending on how much cooking you do.
12 after 9 now, not much time, because this is such a, this is a topic, or these are several topics that would take lengthy discussion, because there's so many experiences coming from so many people. You may have one experience and I'm having another one and the other person having two or three more experiences. But before we wrap things up, those persons, because I've been hearing persons trying to impersonate the company. How are you dealing with that?
Yes, that's one a major problem for us because of the name that we created, apart from Septic Solution being another company, and Grease Trap Man, where we use, you know, across Barbados, CUNY community, different things that we've done over the years. People have now found a way, just like the, you know, cotton candy, snow cone, hot dogs, you name it. It's a normal thing. But this one becomes a bit serious because we're talking about the safety of people and the public, right? And we had people going around, you know, pretending to be us. And basically, if the truck is not branded or the guy's clothes, my team know I'm very strong on how we look and how we appear. Every time we go to a client is a first time experience. So we perform the same way each time, and we value your feedback to us with that as well. And so once you're seeing us, you're going to see the branded trucks, you're going to see our guys branded, and just don't trust any unofficial number. I would dare say go to your phone, whatever number you have saved for a septic company, and put this number in: 283-2959. That's 283-2959. Now, we have quite a bit of phones in the company, but we are restructuring our phone lines so that everything flows through that one number. So that's the number that you will pretty much see throughout, so you know that it's us. If you don't answer, we know that you don't want to hear us now. That's fine, but we're just trying to save you money when you see us call you.
Right, fantastic. Anything else you want to leave with us? Because, you know, as you mentioned, it really takes a commitment, not even a strong heart, because we all have strong hearts at some point, but a real commitment, the consistency to operate a business like yours.
Yes, definitely. It's not as simple. It does to get up every morning. It's a joy, though, because, you know, we like to solve people's problems. And, you know, most of the time when people call us, it's not that they're having a heart attack, but you can hear the urgency and the anxiousness, especially, you know. So every call for us is emergency. And then we can just tell, you know, we're going to get it sorted for you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to to stress, we'll get there. The hardest part is to get to you, and we'll make it sorted for you. So not to worry, we're here to help.
Romano, thank
We
you
can
so
come here
much.
for you. Yeah.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
To you as well, and to
And
the team.
to the team. Have a great day.
Awesome.
All
Thank you
right.
for having me.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much. That 15-minute segment brought to you with the kind compliments of our friends at Septic Solutions.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Trouble not your heart, my love. Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
I
man.
Hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.